still not clear what we're supposed to be doing here. What did we speak about last time?
Like Ruchnis. Ruchnis, you have to think it through and then you create something. It's different than physical, or it's there. Like man, you forget the man. It's whatever you think it should be.
I remember now vaguely. What about from a friend Lech Lecha?
What's that?
Lech Lecha Le'artzecha, Le'arot HaShareka. So the Shaila was, I asked last, you want to learn a Sefer? You want to discuss topics? What would you rather do?
The guys, I think we wanted to have like some sort of hemshech from time to time, like a continuation of one subject, building on the topic.
I thought about that, but I'm not so interested in doing that. I'll tell you why. Because I think that it's going to get too hard. to take an Indian and to mevarer it, it's going to be too hard for you.
Okay. Why is it going to be too hard?
Because in order to continue something, we have to go deeper and deeper into it. And I don't think that you can a deep pool is dangerous for people who don't know how to swim.
Yeah, how do we swim?
What?
How do we swim?
Well, the bell says you throw them in. Either you swim or you sink. I think that's a little dangerous. So we have a basic toast between the Argisha to Shmaitza and Agarata. In Shmaitza, we understand that there's sugyas in Gemara, Tzaris Erva, Esidocha Losase, there's sugyas. And I have a hanochav that the sugya has an oimik to it, and that lemoshel a shir that's given to a bachur in his second year is going to be at a higher level than a shir for bachur in his first year, and if the first year bachur is going to hear the second year shir, he's not going to understand it. And that's true or false. But that's the halacha. Why? Because the shmeitz, the sugyas are built on lomdus, and in lomdus there are various levels. I mean, I would go further to say that if someone that's in the second year would go into hear a shir kloli in Panovich. You also want to understand what they're talking about. Why? Because the Shir Kloli is geared to Bochrim at a higher level, and it's not for him. So how do you get from the top? So how was that after? If you're the first year, so you're just not going to understand a fifth year shir. But when you get to the fifth year, you understand it. And how did that happen? Philip Lloyd? Is Terence says that if you go step by step, so the person will be able to be more mamik, understand more difficult svaras. Assuming that he works on it, he works to understand. So the mind gains an oimik and a skill to understand lundis, more behekif, more ba'amkus. And we understand that's the pashat derech. We understand that's how it's supposed to be. That's why a person goes to shir and doesn't just take a gemara and learn by himself. Because if he learns by himself, he'll never know any lundis. But if he's taught the how to understand things, how to ask kashas, how to say terutzim, v'chulu, bench, v'shechazman, he gets better. Right? I think that's alopes. I think that's not there. Meidach. We think that in Agarata it's not like that. We think that in Agarata, the Agarata comes to tell me Jewish hashkafas. And that the Hainu, that we have to know how to view things, Alpi Torah, and how to be nigash to things, Alpi Torah. But that's just, we need more information. I didn't know what the Torah says that Emunah is Mechayev, because I probably don't have never was told. Is the Mela, so now if you're telling me kach, Emunah has 15 subcategories, and all these things are called in Emunah. So now I know, that's how this happens, that's how I'm supposed to think. If you tell me that the Mida of, let's say, Gaiva is koilal kach v'kach subcategories, and so now I know what Gaiva is, so I'm saying, okay. And so Elama. That after I know all of this, right? I know all of it, but I still don't do it. So the Mela, I now need a sichas chizuk that's going to be mechazik me, that I should take do it. Yeah, that's what, and if Lamoshel, if I'm a big kaisen, and I know that kas is called a koyis kiloi vadebar zora, kiko koy for beikir, call me god warm. Taiving for that are said about a kaisen, but I'm still a kaisen. So what I'm going to do? Well, I didn't hear a fustichas chizut not to do it. I'll read a few sforim. I'm going to be always kaisen. Yeah, that's my warm table. Derech agav. But that's how we think about it. But we should think. That in Agarata there is the same oimik that there is in Shmaitza, and that be'etzem the oimik in Agarata is even more omok than Shmaitza. That's not all the ladas. Is that's what I just said. That if we're going to take a subject and be mind-making it, so we're going to, so it's the first time we'll say what you have to hear in Shir Aleph. And then what? Say it in Shir Beis. So say what's in Shir Beis. What happens when we get to Shir Dal, Shir Hei, Shir Vav? What's going to be then? We're going to be talking to the curtains. So I don't see any...
Are we shaykh to Tikkun HaMidus, Rabbi?
What?
Are we shaykh to Tikkun HaMidus?
Are we shaykh to Tikkun HaMidus? It depends what you call shaykh. If you call shaykh that we have the koyach to misakun HaMidus, then we're shaykh. If you want to know if karegi you can do it, you can't. The Haino, it depends, yeah, not that's the idea. You do that, so then you know. We have to know that there's two levels in Tikkun HaMidos. If you want to say that if we have someone Zakaisman, and every time he gets Bekas, so he takes his baseball bat, and he starts either breaking things or hitting people, depending which one's closer, yeah, then everyone can stop. That's not called Tikkun HaMidos. That's called becoming a mensch, not being a bank. That's bidei kolecha de'echa. That unless he's got, I mean, some people have taku mental disorders, and then they need tipul, you know, by professionals. But we're talking about in the range of normal people. Of the midas royas that are. Our nifchon between it, but that this is a behemoth, this is an adam, that everyone has b'koicha to do because so everyone's an adam. But that in the darkest of Tikkun HaMidos, that the midas taka not nisoyre b'chal, that even the more darkest tikka chalokim of their midah are mesukin. That's a parsha of Niatzma. The Moshe, we see that Avraham Avinu comes to Avimelech's city, and he says to everyone, "Svara Achosia, it's my sister." This is Avimelech asks him, you know, what kind of hug is that? Your wife would tell me, your sister. The first time, Avraham doesn't say anything. Second time, then he says something. Why don't you answer him the first time? But sometimes he says, listen, Rak ein yiras Elokim b'mokom hazeh. There's no yiras Shemayim here, v'haruguni al dvarishti. So, you're all roistim. You know who Avimelech was? Avimelech was a tzaddik yisodoylo. A goy kam tzadik tarok, he said to the Yisrael, Chalom Balayla, from the Boy Roilam, he's about a novi. And he says, A goy kam tzadik tarok, a goy, tzadik can you also kill. Means he helps he's with a tzadik. And what's going on here? And the Roy Roilam said, Taki, Mr. Shtikot tzadik, that's why I was Maneu from doing an Aveir. So talking about Avimelech was an Odom Godel Mo'ed tzadik. Comes again Avraham Avinu. Yeah, what would you, if you were a tzaddik, and you ask, what did you do this to me for? I'm a tzaddik, you know, you almost mashal me in Adera. And the other person says, Avraham says, what do you mean? You're a rotzeach. Tzaddik, just a tzaddik, you're a rotzeach. Well, rotzeach. Kavada. Rakein yiras Elokim b'mokom hazeh. Ach sanoi shebo le'ir. I came here, just as I was passing through, I had to be here, and so I needed a place to stay. So you walk into the city, so what do people start asking you? They should ask you, you want a hotel, you need food. What did they ask me? Man, is that your sister, is that your wife? Yeah, that shows that these people have no Yerushalayim, zero. And if they have no Yerushalayim, they're pushing on Ritzicha. So, that was tucked in from Avraham Avinu. So, meaning to say that Avimelech, he held as a tzaddik. Tzaddik is zichim tzaddik in his midas. He worked on Yerushalayim. But Be'oimek HaDovor, he was still a rotzeach. Yeah, so that's Ad Kedei Kach, that the Oimek of Tikkun HaMidos goes. So for that, the hakdama for that is to become a lamed. The hakdama to emissa Yerushalayim is to be a lamed in Torah. Without that, it's not shayach to be to have Yerushalayim. That's a maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That he heard about someone, that the person was stopping to learn Iyun, and he's going to learn Bekiyas. So he said, stop it to him, Leon. What size can he have Yerushalayim? Well, he can't have Bekiyas. If you learn Bekiyas, you can't have Yerushalayim. I, Maza Kashrul, is that. Here we have what we said before, that the sukyas in Agarata in Torah had in them the same oimik as there is in Shmaisa. See, here we have a sukya of Yerushalayim, and if we learn the sukya good, Al Pi Chazal, we will come out that without being a amkon in Lomdus HaTorah, it's not shaykh to come to Yerushalayim. Why? Because in order to come to Yerushalayim, a person has to know his Krichas HaNefesh, he has to know where he's holding. He has to be maimik in himself, and where does a person get that koyach of amoka from? If not from Lomdus HaTorah. So Mamela, that's what I'm saying. That if you're talking about Tikkun HaMidos, so if you, we're talking about the Ifin of Tikkun HaMidos, where you know, the person is the type that when he's in the Chadar Ochel. And he sees on the other person's plate a piece of schnitzel that looks better than his, and he just switches as a without asking questions. That's a chasson amidus. But then everyone can be talking. That's not a dakus tikkun amidus. That's a behemoth. But in that, there's darkness also. We could have the person that Bereish Goli, he sees a piece of schnitzel on the other person's plate. I don't know how they serve here, but that's the tzir. And Pasha with Belishum Busha, he takes the other piece of schnitzel, puts it to his own plate. Koydeh uvda vasheta, the gahar. Now, so but you could have a person that is not so gas, right? And he sees it like this. He's choshev machshavos and tachbulos. That how am I going to be azei shtiller hate without him knowing about it? Switch the pizza schnitzel. Yeah, well, he goes to the tilos shadayim. I'll wait for not the opportunity, right? So that's the machshavosish for tachbulosa that we're talking about in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. That's the tachbulos. So here he's a better. Right, it's not as a gas that he's gonna. There is no bush and the ink cold. He's gonna do it, but then we have another darga, and we can say that Poshet, he sees a piece of schnitzel there, and he's not gonna Poshet take it. Mach tachbulas, that's the echadish. Aber believe we have ach chaval. That he got that piece and I got a different piece. Yeah, so he's better. But he's still about type. Right? So you see, there's darkness in this. And then a person will come to a matzah where he doesn't see b'chlal what's in the other person's plate. Matzah b'shaneh. Yeah, it makes a difference. It doesn't interest him b'chlal. That's an avodah. Yeah, so we're just saying that this is all Tikkun HaMidos and it's not such a push of the Indian. That's what I said, that the sugyas that in Torah have in them in Oymek, have in then a Hekif, and you have to learn them for them. All right, so I can't be moided. I don't know you in learning, so I can't be moided where you're holding in order to learn up a sugya. Elama that will say I would be nimna from doing such a thing, because I don't think that each week will give more information about something Right, we'll take a sugya, then we just will be an encyclopedia, and we'll just give information about it without being ben is nichtos in the sugya. That for me is a waste of time, and I think there's better sforim upstairs than me. But yeah, I mean, so how does a person become a lamdim in Agadata? So, there was Rav Chaim Loizer. He was the nasi of Klal Yisrael, and he used to have asifas rabbonim, and he used to invite people to come. The nelochoshev rabbonim, the gadoli ador v'chulu, that they should come to the asifas to be mevar sugyos that were noger to Klal Yisrael. So he had a klal. For whatever reason it may be, he only invited rabbonim of cities and Rosh Hashivas. He did not invite mashgichim. Yeah, that's how it was. However, he used to ask Rabbi Yeruchim to come. So once someone asked him, you know, if you don't ask mashgichim, so what's the mirror mashgich doing here? He says, him, Rabbi Yeruchim, is nishki mashgich. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Agadata. That's what his answer. The height of that Rabbi Yeruchim's shmuzim were such that's how Rosh Hashiva, if instead of learning Shmaitza, he would learn Agadata, that's how he would learn it. Rav Hutner Zichron Lerach was the same thing. He was machnis his neurodik goyin, and his machnis his koyach of lomdis into his mamor. But I'll call point, that's what Rav Chaim Loizer said. Is so now. So if he hears Ashmuz, so how are you supposed to hear it? Well, if it's a shir klol in Agadata, is mimeila. I have to be nigash mitoch hamoka havona. And that's how it was there. That after the shmuzing, the mirror, the gdoyla olam, there was a hundred of the bachurim were roy to be Rosh Hashivas gedolim, and the other ones were plain Rosh Hashivas. But there was a rischa d'oraisa. What did Rabbi Yeruchim mean? And the gedolei atalmidim said that they were oil of a limud in Gemara from Rabbi Yeruchim Shmuzim, because hayos that the lomdis is the same. Is the mela the oifen of lomdis that they got from Rabbi Yeruchim Shmuzim was oizer them in learning Gemara. But what do we hear? We hear that the gisha to a shmuz, to a vad, to any dvar Torah that we hear in Yoni Yerushalayim has to be the same as the gisha to a shir. I say always, you know, even Rabbi Yeruchim said it. Rabbi Yeruchim said that Rabbi Yeruchim was makpid in his shmuzim never to say anything lemaisa. He could say a ganta drush about tefillah, a ganta drush about midas, whatever you want, but he never brought it down to anything lemaisa. Why? Because he said if he's going to say a lemaisa, then if someone's going to say, no, what did the mashkiah say last night? Mashkiah said you got to come to Dami. That's he spoke for an hour and a half. What did he say last night? Well, the last 25 words was, you know, oy bazei, nachizuk and davening. So that's all that's what's going to come out of his shmuz. And that's not what he's interested in. Why? Because if you want to make the chizuk and davening, you have to be yerid l'umko shel hashmuz and understand what tefillah is, and then maybe you'll come to davening. But I have to tell you that. If you understand good the shmuz, you understand the imak of tefillah, what you can get from tefillah, what you could avoid that tefillah, so you're going to want to do it yourself. So you'll come, I got to tell you. And you got to tipish not to come. Is memeilat, so that, what do we do? We hear any Indian in Agadata, and somewhere along the line within the divrei chazal sugya, we hear epes achizuk in emunah, bitochin, tefillah, Derech Eretz. So what do we hear? Ah, Taka, I need a chizuk at Derech Eretz, or Midas, and it's good, I need Zed Shmuz. because I feel more mechuzik. Right? So we've lost the whole point. But just to do that, he could have come up with a hammer and banged a few times on the tables. And Rabbi, so you better come to davening, because if not, the hammer doesn't have to bang on tables. It can bang on other things. And push it. You should hope that you should be the spoiler if Sumer doesn't decide to get a king, because that is going to be, the whole matzah is going to change. what is this person saying? The drush had to spend the 10.5 hours. He could have just said, "Well, you know, we all know to yell a few times to come to davening, and I want to be mistake, and go home." Is it teretz? That's not the kavod mechal. The kavod is the sukya shabbay. That if I want to be nigish to davening or nigish to anything else in the sukya segir shemayim and chayvus halavavus, I have to know what the sukya is. So the person has prepared. He's been yoyrid. He learned up the sukya, and he's trying to tell us that this is the sukya. Think about it, understand it, and I'll be there. You'll be kohen a mashu in the sugya, and if you have a kenyan in it, that will mainly you will be yotze with a chizuk, because if you're kohen something, then you do it. So, but in order to do that, so we have to hear a shmut, we have to chazer it. What was the raya? What did he mean by the yuk? How does it fit? Maybe that there's a steer from the beginning to the end. It's not just like a nigash to a shira, a nigash to a shmut. If I do that, so b'meshech hazman, I'll start becoming a lamdan in agadata. And if I do the same thing in the shir shmaisa, that on the sugya in the mesefta that I'm learning, so memeila, I'll become a bigger lamdan there. I'll hear the shmuz, I'll hear with better lamdas, and memeila, bozev limar alzen, b'sahakol, I'll become a bigger lamdan in shmaisa, a bigger lamdan in chayvus halavavus, and I'll days out, maybe I'll get a little yir shemayim also, b'sahakol shadavar. That is what, the toilada of this, that we think that Shmaita has oimik and agadat is just chizuk, is the toilada from that is that we remain without any real ha'amokar or kinyonim in Yir Shemayim. That is a sort of gedoyla for us. There is a slight difference between a shir and the shmuz if the shmuz is said with a ritzigus, because a shir so said to a shir ala beis gimel dalet, it's said to a kfutza of that are holding bear from the same place. A shmuz, but it's said to a tzibur gadol, is memela's got a. Is the mela, so it'll come out the same thing, that each person will understand the shmuz, the fi, there's one the person shir aleph will understand it shir aleph, the person shir dalet will understand shir dalet, because all those levers are so from the sugya. That premise is true. Tell me, it's called words dependent on the oimer. They say the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, you learn the Chofetz Chaim's forum, and here's his mashal himself. The poor poshut, he could be talking to a balagola, from a maluka balagola. That the kushi said tilim, and it would also be machazikim. But the Yodi Dovers say that I think even Rav Chaim Moser that it was nichlal in what the Chofetz Chaim said. It was dover shavu l'chol nefesh. The balagola would hear what he had to hear, and the gadol ador would hear what he had to hear. That was the Kofi the first time. In the Pashut the Gazapan that he said, lied up to learn the Kofi Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, we think that Chofetz Chaim meant a tzaddik. You knew how to learn. It's a tzaddik. didn't say any Lashon Hara. Yeah. So the Velt says that that the reason that we view it like that is because the Chofetz Chaim knew that he was a Goy Noilo. And he was mispalo that people should know his goyness. Mashenki didn't hold that he was a tzaddik b'chal. So he wasn't mispalo for that. everyone knew he was a tzaddik. And some says, I saw once that Reb Chaim Oizer sent someone to the Chofetz Chaim about something, and when he came back, so Reb Chaim Oizer asked Nuvas, what do you say about the Chofetz Chaim? So he said, it's a tzaddik. So he said, he didn't see the goodness. He was master himself, Lagamri. But even when he was young, when he wrote the Chofetz Chaim, the Hillel's Lashon Hara, that was a Yesh Me'ayin. To be able to write a Sefer Halacha and Lashon Hara without any Makoris but Sudorim, as a few Lashon, few Sefer in Rabbeinu Yoina, few Halachas in Rambam, but to take the Achrayas to be able to know, I know every Mokor in Shas, in Pesachim, in Rishayim, Achrayim, about Lashon Hara, and I'm going to write for you a Sefer LaHalacha LeMaisa Psak Halacha. This is Nigredip. How can a person take that upon himself? That he has a Zayin Yediyah Barura in Chlorkite of all the different Sugyas, and this is the Halacha LeMaska. Yeah, it's Nigredip. I'll tell you how hard it is. It's here in something else. There's someone who wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Ribbis. So one time he had a shayla about Hilchos Ribbis, and he went to Rebbe Yoshiv Zechariah Lebracha, and he told him, you know, the Rebbe Yoshiv that the Indian, and he told him all his halakha as far as Rebbe Yoshiv. Listen, the kids are saying he thought Rebbe Yoshiv agreed with him. Yeah, the kids are, and later on the Rebbe Yoshiv passed him totally different than him. So he went back to Rabbi Yoshiv and said, you know, says, yeah, about it, you learned that the sukkahs that you told me were gavaltic, but you didn't know a different sukkah. Yeah, if you don't know the heck of everything, even though you learned this sukkah good, but there's protein that are getting to different sukkah b'chlal. So, and the Chofetz Chaim could take the Hilchos Ribbis, it's, you know, it's Simon in Shulchan Aruch. It's a pair in Chas, it's other, and here the Chofetz, it's Neuridik. Yeah. Kopanim. But that is, I think, that gisha, that divrei agadata, divrei yirashamayim, choybet halavavas, that the whole inyan that we call hashkafas. I don't like the word b'chlal, I think that's you don't know what the word means, it's good, but. Yeah, it has in itself a connotation that's very not Jewish. But for lack of anything else, people use it, but it's not. I'll call it funny. I personally have, you know, I'm allergic to it. that whole area that's like Balabatish, you know, yeah, you gotta be through and you have to do it, and I know everything, I just have to miss. That's a toy scroll. We don't know anything. We don't know what Emunah is. I'm being awry, we don't know what Emunah is. Parshas Lech Lecha. Rabbi Yehudah says to Avraham Avinu ben Avua that name, Eliezer is not going to be your issue. The vua from Boro Ilam, Yair Zerah is going to be Svara Kochavim Tuchalis Boro Isam, Yair Milo Kos Yair Zerah. Atach with Boro Ilam. The Hemin Basha, he was Maimin. Vayach Shever Lloyd Stocker, the Boro Ilam, near the Kitzad, because he's a Maimin. Yeah, Pliach Suma. So Grashi Kakurish Borohu. Chashova la Avram the schus the stalker al he emunah shemim boy. Yeah, that's how Rashi does it. Frek the Ramban. What's for a stalker it does? I mean, he's a navi, and you just had in the vua that the boy was going to do it. So you're going to got to be a you have to be a grace tzaddik in order to believe the boy. That's the Ramban's kasha. Yeah? Oh, but Rashi was not like that. The Maharal has a mahalach in Rashi. It's negiah to Moshe Rabbeinu with the times and by Mei Mariva. But a kopani, the three Rashi says, dang, if that, and that he was a maimon in that, thus is Meiridim. Yeah, that's the darkness of Emunah. We would, yeah, so the Navi would come to the Boron and tell us we're the Navi, and he would say, you know, that's what we would have suffered, that we would believe it. Nay, there's darkness in Emunah that are Shaykh even over here. That's the darkness of Emunah. So you know what Emunah is? We have to learn Torah. What does Torah have to say about Emunah? Yeah. Oh, okay, Seder Zone.